702 and Cape Talk.
All right, let's look at this story now. And I don't know if you saw the front page of the Citizen newspaper. They had this bold headline screaming, "We are raising a nation of thugs." That was in reference to the recent violent attacks in schools. Now, the latest one being the murder of 19-year-old Mondio High School pupil Kulani Matebula. And really the question is, which I also asked yesterday, are we losing the battle? Are we failing to stop the scourge, this violence at our schools? Let's speak to Education Department spokesperson Elijah Mhlanga. Elijah, thank you so much for your time. One violent incident after another. Is this the case of treating school-going criminals like children, as the MEC in this province suggested?
Good afternoon, Clement. What we are observing is the fact that in all the incidents of violent behavior and criminal behavior, we have seen young people of school-going age getting involved in it. If you look at that Limpopo issue there, you have 13 and 14-year-olds involved in the murder of that person. In the Northwest, you saw a 13-year-old killing a 14-year-old, and yesterday you saw 13-year-olds killing another teenager. Mm. So that's been the trend. It seems that there is something about the teenagers. We need to take a much closer look at our boy children to find out exactly what's happening that pushes them to violent behavior, as we have seen in recent weeks.
Mm, so what can we do then? What can the department do? And I understand that it's also a security and safety issue, but are you treating it like a crisis that it is as a department?
It's a national crisis. It's not just an education crisis. Remember, in two of the incidents I mentioned, the issues happened outside the school. Yesterday, you saw the boy was going to school and was attacked on his way to school. And it seems from what the police are saying, the other kids also come from another school. And in the incident in Limpopo, those are school-going kids. But the issue happened over a weekend somewhere far away from the school. So it's something that should be seen as a serious societal crisis that calls for every one of us to reflect on what it is that we can do. We feel that parents need to take back their role and play an active role in ensuring that we teach values, because that's the way it is. We see a lot of video material being circulated as well, where violence immediately becomes the first option which young people use to resolve conflict. And in fact, instead of resolving the conflict, it escalates into other things that escalate and really cause more harm.
But Elijah, I mean, what immediate emergency plans does your department have in dealing with this? And I'm asking this because I also know that we've had this discussion around the policing of violence at school. Is it even possible? Have you had discussions with the Minister of Police as a department to try and see if they can't help? And I don't even know if they have capacity for that, but surely the department can do with any help it can get, because at the rate that we're going, things are looking so bad.
No, you're right. The police, I don't believe they have the capacity, because we've got 12 million kids in 24,000 schools. So if you were to look at the ratio, they are far below what would be required to just focus on schools. So that is out of the question. What we need to do is to focus on changing the mindset, because putting more police is not a solution. We have seen that in other cases, they come up with other measures to beat what the police are trying to do. If we conduct searches, they know you can't search them every day. You search them once every month or once every quarter, and they keep doing the things that they want to do. So we need to make sure that as parents in the home, we teach that which is right, exhibit good behavior, respect for self and respect for others. In school, in the curriculum, we teach those things. There's no single textbook which encourages violence. We don't do that. Our teachers want good, orderly, clean, tidy children that they will be disciplined inside the classroom so they can teach them. And if that were to happen, we would have much safer schools. All that we need is go back to basics, where children respect adults, whether it's your parent or not. And not just in school, also in the streets, because remember, it is out there in the street, far away from the school, where the violence takes place. It only happens and attracts our attention when it happens near a school involving a young person wearing a school uniform.
Yeah.
Then we associate it with a school when, in fact, it is a societal matter.
It brings me, and this is my last question, Elijah, it brings me to the question I asked. What emergency plans do you have as a department? How are you going to deal with this? If it's really a crisis, what plan do you have to try and see if you can't assist in trying to fight the scourge, be it hold seminars, speak to the parents, but something surely has to be done.
Something needs to be done, and not by us only. You know, as far back as 2011, we signed an agreement with the police to prioritize patrols around schools, to come into our schools to talk to our learners about safety in school, but safety in general, whether you're walking down the street, walking groups, and all those types of things that they get told. But beyond that, you know, we need parents to also be aware of this. That's why we're here today talking about it, encouraging parents. We have what we call a national consultative forum at the department where all our stakeholders, SGB associations, teacher unions, NGOs, and other people come together, and we agree that we need to focus on the welfare of our children in the street, in the school. But that needs a partnership, and it needs a very strong partnership. But we also want churches as well, because right now, as we're speaking, there are other people, there are other sectors that are not saying anything, as though it's not a crisis. So I agree with you, it's a crisis, but is everybody else agreeing that it's a crisis? Because until such time that we all agree that it's a crisis, then all of us are going to take action.
Elijah Mhlanga, spokesperson for the Education Department, thank you so much for your time.